Hello, it's Monday, the 23rd of May, and we're in 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning at verse 21 through to the end of the chapter. I'll read verse 21. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. And you'll remember that Peter has been giving advice about how to live the Christian life in the realm of the state, in the realm of one's employment. And in chapter 3, he'll move on to the realm of the home and relationship of husband and wife and so on. But now he introduces us to a very important idea that the answer to the question, how then should we live, is to follow the example of Christ. Now, lest you think that Peter here has reverted to a sort of liberal theology that Jesus is just an example for us to follow and no more than that, then you should certainly look very closely at the closing verses of this section, verse 24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. So Peter isn't avoiding the necessary doctrine of the substitutionary atonement of Christ and that we cannot save ourselves. But the pattern of our lives as Christians is to be Jesus-like. What would Jesus do isn't always the relevant question in every context, because Jesus is unique. He's the Son of God, and he could do things that we cannot do, for sure. But generally speaking, what would Jesus do is a good question to ask when we find ourselves in trouble and difficulty, and that's the context in which Peter is writing here. He is our example. We are to walk in his footsteps. And if you bear the cross, Pascal once said, it will bear you. Well, that's it for today. We'll come back to 1 Peter chapter 3 tomorrow, but for now, have a wonderful day.